Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. I am here without the illustrious Rick, simply because it is a holiday weekend, and unfortunately, that means I'm going solo this weekend filming. So Rick will be back next week, but right now I'm using a much better setup than the last time, if you remember. This time I'm actually in my office, and so I've also cleaned up my office, which is really good progress. And I've got this beautiful mic and camera set up, so hopefully you enjoy the show. But this show is going to be fantastic, and I'll tell you why. This show is going to focus on the VM experience in the portal, and the reason why is it's about gotten so much better, even in just the last few months, and some of the improvements. I just want to make sure you've seen them, and then can let us know how else we can improve. So let's dig right in. So first of all, I've got my account here, and I happen to have an Ubuntu VM up and running. So let me click in, and the first thing you'll notice is nothing to the right of the VM, and so everything's on the left-hand side. So the reason for this, it reduces the amount of left to right scrolling. We have heard the feedback. In fact, many of us have been giving that feedback internally for some time. And so now you can see much less scrolling left to right, just top to bottom, as sort of you'd expect. And you can see here all of my options here on the left. So really, really cool. The other aspect, of course, just some great monitoring experiences. You can see here I've got a VM running pretty hot here, running upwards of 55% CPU utilization, but then it dropped off suddenly. And so the other thing that I'll show you is a lot of the most important things that we've exposed for VM access is now available right here in this top section. So one of the top things, activity logs. And this is what we used to call audit logs. And so I'll zoom in here and you can see, gosh, this experience is just so much better. I can go and I can search through these audit logs. I can pick the subscriptions. I can pick the resource groups and the resource itself. You can see all these different resources that I've got deployed, and I can go look at what actions have been taken and who's taken these actions. And so you can see here, I've got some dude has been messing with this virtual machine, and you can see even deallocated it 38 minutes ago. That would correspond to that big drop off in CPU usage that we saw in the picture. And so I can go in and actually take a look and see what the operations are. I can even export these out as a CSV. And so if I go in here and take a look and zoom down, you can see, I can see all sort of details on who called this and who they are and why they did it. And so, I don't know why they did it. I would need to email this person and understand why they did it. But with that now, that will be very helpful and very easy to go search through those logs and understand what's happening to my system. Other things, tags. This is something that we've implemented some time ago, and it's been really exciting to see the usage of this grow, specifically focusing on billing constructs and sort of tracking of resources across teams. And so here you can see I've got this marked against Tuesdays with Corey, so I can expense this VM and make sure that I'm not going to pay for what I'm doing to show this great demo. I can afford a few hours, I guess, or a few minutes, since this is by minute billing. And so with that, I can see here that I've got this billing with Tuesdays with Corey. And what I can do is I can actually sign into my billing account here, into my account, take a look at the billing, and actually pull down the CSV for my account and take a look at all of the usage based on that tag. And so this tag pulls through the entire usage of the VM. So if I go here and hit download usage, this will download a CSV, and there'll be a tags column that you can go in and you can find the tag. Now, remember, it does take some time for that tag to show up in the bill. So you want to make sure you implement that early on. You can then track it as part of that. And so super cool there. I can also go and track these tags all up by actually going in and finding tags here in my server. Let me actually go star this and get this here. Okay, let's not look at this right now. And I can go here and take a look at the tags, and you can see it pulls up this specific tag. It'll pull up all the tags that I've got in my system, and then it'll pull up all the resources. I only have this VM in that have been tagged so far with this, but if I use this across all of these things, I can start tracking these resources. I can even pin this tag directly to my dashboard, and you can see right there, I can go in and find the tag and go to town. Or I can pin that actual tag if I want to as well, and there you go. Now I've got Billing Tuesdays with Corey tag pinned on my dashboard. Very, very cool. So easy to track, easy to monitor all the usage. And so the other aspect, of course, is diagnostics. And we've dramatically improved how to go quickly find this diagnostics. And, you know, I've talked about this before in the past, but if you go down here, support and troubleshooting, and take a look, and you want to just, again, look at resource health, which is, again, our way of tracking whether the platform itself has a problem. If you're having issues and you're like, hey, gosh, I think the platform may be screwed up, this will take a look at our logs and determine whether there's issues ongoing. And so right now it says no known issues. And I can go, of course, to the boot diagnostics and pull up the serial log of the VM to be able to track this. I can reset the password. So all of these aspects are available. Or I can go and diagnose and solve problems. And you can see here some of the solutions to common problems. I can go in and click down and say, gosh, you know, something's wrong with my VM. I can't access it. And, you know, it even gives options like, hey, why don't you try redeploying? And it will take me straight into that experience right here. Very, very cool. Okay, so now let me kind of jump over to my the deployment that I've got in my corporate account. Okay, and so what I've got here is if I zoom over to sort of my default dashboard. And so I've got, again, an Ubuntu VM deployed here. And so corporate account, now this is all connected to Azure Active Directory, which is super cool. It allows me to give access control based on that predefined Azure Active Directory. Okay, and so I click in here and you can see I've already given access to a few folks here. And so they're all owners and it's inherited. So I've given them subscription access. So that's why the VM has access. And so I can add one just to this VM and then they will see just this VM in their account. And so if I go here and say, let's say, you know, I want to add just read access, let's say, and so they can't make any edits to it. But then the beautiful part about this, because it's Azure Active Directory connected, it searches through Azure Active Directory for a name. And so if I just type in Mark Russ, it finds Mark Rusinovich, and I can go add him, and I can make him a reader of this, but I'm not going to. He hasn't earned that right today. And so you can see just that capability to be able to do that and be able to control that. And again, access control right here, right in front of you, and integrated very deeply with Azure Active Directory. You can imagine combining that with tags. Suddenly you've got this great management opportunity across all of your resources to be able to both monitor the billing access, but then also control who has access to what. So really cool stuff. The last thing I'll show you is dashboards. And so this is super cool. This is sort of my default dashboard. But if I wanted to create a dashboard of my own and then share it out with a bunch of folks to be able to see the resources I've got deployed, to be able to monitor their health, I can do that by generating this dashboard. I can even go full screen with this and be able to share this and show this. And you can see here in this example, I've got a couple things. I've got an application map for sort of a sample application that I've got deployed, and this is using Application Insights, which I will come back and show you in a future date. Some really cool stuff there to be able to track, you know, server response time, page view, sort of tracking actual health of my app. And so kind of a cool picture, and you can see sort of very simple. If I just want to go in resize these things, I can go in and configure that just by kind of clicking in and doing that, and then it will sort of resize it, done customizing, and go. And in addition to some of that, you can sort of create some of these buttons here that will quick start things. So if I want to quick start a Red Hat VM right there, but you can also just put HTML and make it really easy to go offer additional click-ins to other areas. So here, this is just HTML markdown. And so you can see the image here for my Tuesday with Corey link isn't any good. So let me actually make that a little bit better. But it is a link. And so I can go publish changes. Now everyone will see that. And that is a link that goes out to Tuesdays with Corey. There you can see. Okay. And you can put markdown that doesn't link to Tuesdays with Corey if you want to. That is not a hard requirement to do a Tuesdays with Corey link there. And so you can see the power of this dashboard to share this out. Like I said, you can go full screen. And so boom, much bigger, much cleaner, cleaner view, just really, really nice. And makes sort of that sort of sharing really, really great. So if you're not yet using this portal experience, you should tell us why, because we are really excited to go make this better and better and better. And so I think this is just a lot better than it used to be. And I'm really excited to see more and more folks use this. If you want to give feedback, please go in here, send us feedback. You know, in this case, I'm going to say happy. And let me just say, you know, Vlad, who is the gentleman who is responsible for the VM portal experience. So you can direct yours to Vlad as well. Vlad, this has been great. Things worked well. I appreciate your focus on making the portal experience much better. Azure TWC forever. Oops. Forever. Okay, Corey. And I will send that to him and I will tell him, yes, he can reach back out to me. So with that, I've shared that feedback. I've shown you guys a bunch of really cool stuff. Hopefully you go out and play with this. Again, please let us know. Either hit us up, hashtag AzureTWC. Let us know why you want the portal, what improvements you needed from the portal, or why you're still not using it for your deployments and for your management. Or go ahead and put a sad face, a frowny face. And let us know. We'll definitely continue to work on this, hopefully hear your feedback and respond. So that's all I've got for today. As I've said, moving forward, I'm going to show you a little bit more about VMSS, VM scale sets in the portal. I'm going to show you VNet peering in the portal. I will show you App Insights coming up, some improvements that we've got coming with metrics coming very soon. So stay tuned for that. We also have an improved size picker that you're going to see more about coming up soon too. And so I'll probably spend some time talking about the new Create experience, SSD-based Create experience in a future episode. So with that, hope you enjoyed it. Again, please, questions, comments, other areas for us to focus, hashtag AzureTWC. Otherwise, have a wonderful Tuesday. I hope you enjoyed your weekend, and welcome to September. Bye-bye. With that, that's all I've got. It's a pretty much a fun, packed-filled show enjoyable sort of demo on top of the portal experience. Again, we will do a few more demos using the portal experience here over the next few weeks. And so hopefully you enjoyed this. If not, let us know. But this has been fun for me, so that's all that matters. And so ask questions, comments, feedback, anything else at @AzureTWC on Twitter, and we'll get back to you. So, and I'm very hopeful that Rick will be back next week, and we will make him wave the camera in honor of his return. So with that, have a happy Tuesday. See you later. Okay. It would have been good to have the resource health check work better.